It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter, the uncut version, and it is exactly that. I'll explain exactly what it's all about in just a second, but it's very, very different to any episode of our podcast you normally hear. But before I do that, I want to give a final shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, who've been with us for the last couple of weeks. And I want to just let you know about their pre-Christmas sale, which is ongoing. But as you're listening to this podcast, if you are looking to transform your home or your business before Christmas with new flooring, you'd want to ring them kind of today. Their phone number is 01-847-3320. Now, with over 50 years' experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. They have stores in Artane in Dublin 5 and in Rush in North County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And we would like to sincerely thank the gang for sponsoring the Opinions Matter podcast for the last couple of weeks. And please, if you can, give them a little bit of your business. You can call them on 01-847-3320. So before I let you know what's going to be happening on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, I want to give you the opportunity to win a great prize. We here at Opinions Matter are celebrating the fact that Spotify Wrapped dropped this week. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners of the podcast on Spotify, you'll be aware that every year Spotify release a thing called Spotify Wrapped, and it gives you a summary of the most popular music that you listen to this year. It actually has a new thing, which is quite clever, actually. Your age, your musical age, based on the music that you listen to during 2025. But it'll also tell you your most listened to podcast during the year. Now, if our Opinions Matter podcast was your most listened to podcast during 2025, we want you to prove that to us, and then we'll put you in a draw, and we have a €200 Ryanair gift card to give away. Okay? Great prize, and it could be yours, and you could be jetting off on an L holiday or using it towards a holiday in 2026. So what I want you to do is go onto your Spotify, find your Spotify Wrapped, and show us, take a screenshot to prove that our podcast is number one, and then another screenshot to show us how many hours you listened to Opinions Matter during 2025. And what you do is you take a screenshot of those and you send them to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Prove to us that our podcast is your number one and how many hours you listen to it. Take a screenshot of both of those and send it to us to 085-825-2626. Please get your entry into us before Tuesday the 9th of December. That's when we're going to be picking and announcing the winner. Okay? So once again, a screenshot of your Spotify Wrapped, which shows that the Opinions Matter podcast is your number one this year. Show us how many hours you listened and send it by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. And the very best of luck, somebody is going to win a €200 Ryanair gift card just for nothing, just for listening to us. So, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is the episode of the podcast that we release every Saturday at about lunchtime. And it's very different to any other episode that you'd normally hear during the week. Because, let me explain how we come to this episode for those of you who've never heard of it. We broadcast our show live on our Facebook page every day. And the idea of that is to have an audience, to generate calls, to make topics, to make podcasts out of, basically. And when we go live, obviously the audience takes a while to build up. And while the audience is building up, that is when myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit here in our studio talking utter waffle. And we talk about everything and anything. We get stuff off our chest and we debate the most random stuff ever. Like, for example, on this episode, you'll hear us debate fish, chips and mushy peas. Yes or no? And that feeling when Santa didn't bring you the present that you wanted. And this is really funny, actually. It's coming up a little bit later on. The hilarious translation of "a seal pushed me" in French. It's quite funny. "A seal pushed me," translated into French, is very, very funny. That and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode number 44, which means there are 43 other versions of this weekend podcast, and it's completely and utterly unedited. So what you're about to hear, we haven't edited at all. We've literally cut it, chopped it, and brought it to you right now. So let's start last Monday.
Oh, you know me. I hate complainers. I hate Karens. What's a male Karen, by the way?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. What is a male Karen?
Does anybody know what a male...
A Karen isn't a complainer per se.
Yes, it is. That's exactly...
A Karen is somebody who just takes offence by everything.
No, that's not a Karen. Jeez, you don't even know what the...
What is it?
A Karen is... What is the line that's used by a Karen?
I don't know. What is the line?
"May I speak to your manager, please?"
Really?
Yes, that's the quote. A Karen quote.
Really?
Did you not know that?
No, I did not.
Oh my! How do you become so?
"May I speak to your manager, please?"
So that's what a Karen says.
Who knew?
Yeah. "May I speak to your manager, please?" A Karen is a female who complains in shops and stuff like that, or about broadcasts on the television or the radio. We used to deal with them all the time. When we did this controversial show, many of you may not be aware of, it was on late nights on a radio station in Dublin. And we did it for 22 years or something like that. And half of my working day used to be dealing with complaints. And a lot of them were frivolous.
Yeah, frivolous.
Is that the word, frivolous?
Yeah.
About stupid things. Usually about me, things that I said. And they were Karens. But I want to make a complaint today.
Okay, but you're looking for what is the female version of Karen.
Well, that's not what I want to complain about, by the way.
No, but I think actually we could coin a phrase. You have a female Karen, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you have a male Jeremy.
No, because
it's perfect.
No, because I'm not a complainer.
Ah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You never shut up fucking whinging.
No, I don't complain. I've never complained. I'm the type of person, and in fact, guys, this happened to me only a couple of months ago in a restaurant that I went to. A restaurant, an eatery,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah.
I went to an eatery with my wife, and I ordered a steak. Yeah?
Steak was horrible, you didn't complain?
Didn't complain.
Yeah.
Well, no, the steak was horrible, because it wasn't a steak.
What was it?
She brought a fish.
Oh, and you just ate the fish?
And I ate the fish, because
you fucking eat.
I'm not a complainer. I don't complain about things.
Hang on, it's one thing.
I ordered a sirloin steak, yeah?
Yeah, and a cod comes out.
And a cod came out. And the bigger problem I have, by the way, and those of you who are guilty of this, fucking shame on you. Take a long look in the mirror. Take a long look at yourselves. People who eat mushy peas, why do restaurants serve cod with mushy peas on the side? They are two things.
They are to die for.
They are two things that don't go together.
Oh, no, they do go together.
No, they don't go together.
They absolutely
do. You know what goes together? Adrian and Jeremy.
Yeah, that goes together.
That goes together.
But
that works well as a combo, doesn't it?
So does fish and chips and mushy peas.
You're the blubbery, stuttery fuck there.
What?
I'm saying we... Yeah, there you go. You're the blubbery, stuttery fuck, yeah?
Yeah.
Fool of a man. Uneducated moron, yeah.
And you're what?
And I'm the yin to your yang. I'm the intelligent person that gets all the good debates and going. But we gel well.
You're a fucking tick.
But we gel well together. Stupid.
Well, I'd gel you with a wallop over the head.
But the point is, nowhere on the food chain do peas go with cod.
I know they do.
I was offended.
You shouldn't be.
I was offended.
So why didn't you complain?
Because my wife would be. She wouldn't. She was. call the waitress back. This fucking, that doesn't even look like a steak. Call the waitress. I said, no, don't make it. That's just to prove the point. I'm not a complainer. I do not complain.
So you had a cod instead of a steak and you never said a word about it?
Never said a word about it.
You dirty looking idiot.
So that's why I'm not a Karen. So we can't call a male Karen Jeremy. That doesn't even make sense because I'm not a complainer.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. What are you complaining about today, though?
So yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, how would you feel if you were sitting at home watching TV with your daughter? Mm-hmm. So I was with my eldest daughter. Have you met that one?
No, I haven't met the middle one.
Oh, you haven't met the middle one?
No, no.
You don't want to.
Oh, really? Batlax.
Handful. A batlax? Oh, she's a lovely child. She's just a handful.
What's a handful?
More than a waist. She's just a handful. She says she's a handful. What more can I say? But she's lovely.
She's a lovely battle axe.
She's not a battle axe. She wears me down. Okay, she wears me down. That's
okay,
all I'm
so that's why every day...
These wrinkles didn't come from nowhere, you know.
Every day this podcast gets longer and longer every single day. Is that to avoid going home?
No, I love my kids. I love going home with my kids. Anyway.
You don't. You take all sorts of detours. I ring you some days.
Oh, sorry.
Are you home yet? No. Traffic.
By the way, the mushy peas comments are coming in. Nobody likes mushy peas.
Everybody loves mushy peas.
Mushy peas, apart from anything, you know I'm allergic to mushy peas.
What, how come?
I don't know. So I went, you remember 20 years ago, I was getting rashes and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
And I went to get a food. By the way, if you're getting rashes in places you've never had them before.
You need to get that checked.
I was getting rashes behind my ears.
Oh.
I was getting rashes underneath my ring.
And what, this was all to do with mushy peas?
If you're getting rashes where you don't get rashes.
Check the mushy peas.
No. Like, remember I used to have a rash under my ring?
Yeah.
It's horrible it was. And I used to have a rash between my toes as well, yeah?
What's the point you're making?
It's usually down to a food allergy.
And your food allergy was mushy peas.
So when you go to get a food allergy, they do take a blood test and then they send you back a chart and they say which things you're allergic to. So as you know, it turned out that I was allergic to dairy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm lactose intolerant. And the other thing I'm allergic to, I have a 96% allergy to mushy peas. Well, any peas.
Really?
They could be...
Garden peas.
What?
Garden peas.
Garden peas, mange too.
So you can't eat peas?
For French peas. Is it French peas?
I don't think they're French. I just think it's
what's
the
munch,
name.
What's munch too? Anyway, I can't eat. But my allergy to peas is so high that you could kill me with a pea.
And again,
you'd be putting peas into me.
You were given cod with mushy peas and you never complained.
Yeah, even though I couldn't because I'm allergic. So I slightly moved. Now, in fairness, the peas were not touching the cod.
Now, Martin just said something disgusting.
Yeah.
He said, mushy peas and mint sauce. No, Martin, you're vile.
Oh, yeah, but Martin's a Brit. Brits like...
Oh, yeah, they get mushy peas in the chipper.
Yeah, chippers in UK, yeah, actually serve mushy peas. But Brits love chips with fried onions over them. Like, they're weirdos over there.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Anyway...
What are you complaining about?
Sat down yesterday with my middle daughter and she was flicking around the channels. She's mad into wildlife and stuff like that. I'm watching wildlife programs. And is it Animal Kingdom? Is that the name of the channel?
Yeah.
It's up really high.
Yeah.
It's up in the 400s. You know, I never go to the 400s.
No, neither do I.
I don't go past 106.
No, nor me.
Literally 100 to 106, that's it. But this was up in the 400s. Anyway, I'm sitting there with my daughter, just the two of us, and I came across pornography.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, and your daughter was there?
My daughter was there. And I'm wondering, what are the rules? Put it this way, I was looking for the address for the TV station to ring in and complain about them. So we're sitting down watching Animal Kingdom, whatever it is, yeah? And they're talking about the, name a jungle.
A jungle?
Yeah. Name a jungle.
Where I'm a Celebrity is on, that's a jungle.
No, it's not. That's actually in Sydney. It's a city.
It's not.
It's just made to look like a jungle. It is. I know someone that visited the set.
No, my own mum and dad have been there.
Just literally,
in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, get on with it.
No, sorry, I won't have you make up lies. Where I'm a Celebrity is filmed, yeah? With all the trees and the spiders and all that. Literally 10 minutes down the road is a KFC. That's actually true.
It's actually not
Look at
true.
It on the map.
It's not.
It's literally...
Anyway, what do you go on about the monkey?
It was in a jungle... And they were talking about monkeys called... I gave you the name and I can't even remember how they're pronounced.
Bonobos.
Bonobo monkeys.
I never heard of a bonobo monkey.
And it was all about, guys, it was all about... Sorry, the Amazon, Jessica, is not a jungle, you uneducated fool.
It's a rainforest. Yeah. But is a rainforest not a jungle?
No, how come we can't name one jungle? Anyway, in the jungle...
The mighty jungle.
Yeah, the mighty jungle.
Yeah.
These bonobo monkeys exist, yeah?
Yeah.
And apparently... They are the closest thing to having sex as humans. They have sex kind of the way we do. Reverse cowgirl. Have you ever done the reverse cowgirl?
No, not really, no.
No, you haven't lived. Do you know what the reverse cowgirl is?
Is that what bonobos are doing?
Do you know what a reverse cowgirl is?
That's around that way and up that way, isn't it?
That way and up that way.
Isn't it?
Oh, how did you ever have children?
I don't know.
How did you ever have children?
Around that way and up that way.
That's the decoration or the directions to swords. Up that way, around that way.
Yeah, anyway, go on.
Anyway, the bonobo, the program was about bonobo monkeys and they mate. Their mating rituals are as close to humans as possible. Nobody else comes closer.
So they ride in a Saturday night when they're pissed out of their head in the laneway behind Copperface Jacks.
At the side of Copperface Jacks.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Have you ever been taken up the back of Flannery's?
No, I haven't.
You haven't lived. Anyway, the next minute, without a warning, guys, so I'm sitting here with my daughter.
Yeah, we're looking at the bonobos.
We're looking at that. It's all very educational. Daddy, bonobos, can I get a bonobo? No, fuck off. Didn't say fuck off to her. Ask Santa. So she did put bonobo monkey on the list for Santa. And the next minute... And now, it wasn't David Attenborough, by the way, but they all sound the same. And, oh, sorry, you think he was Australian. So, in the jungle, bonobo monkeys, they mate like humans, and here's two monkeys mating. And it cuts to this.
Oh, Jesus. Yep. This doesn't sound very erotic.
In fairness, I've made love to those sounds before. literally.
So these are the bonobos at it.
They're the bonobos, yeah. That was, in fairness, they lasted as long as I do as well. How long was that?
That was 19 seconds.
Well done, lads. You have my pride. A pride of monkeys.
I know, I get it.
Oh, no, it's not a pride of monkeys, yours.
It's a gaggle of monkeys.
Gaggle of monkies. So anyway, this program is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And
the monkeys are riding on the telly.
It shows two monkeys riding in the middle of a jungle. Have you ever ridden in the jungle?
No.
You haven't lived. And the two monkeys...
Well, I don't know if I want to. If that's the noise you're going to be making. Listen to the racket out of them.
They sound in pain, says Jess. Most women who've had sex with Aitlin do sound like they're in pain, in fairness. But do you not think that's... Now, guys, work with me here. Do you all not think... I had to explain...
So how's your daughter?
She's six.
She's six. And your daughter's sitting there looking at the bonobos riding on the telly.
And I couldn't find the remote control quick.
But was it that?
I did see another thing that the parents...
Was it obvious what they were doing?
Well, my daughter is very clever and she turned around and she says, Daddy, what are they doing? Because the female monkey was riding the male monkey reverse cowgirl style. Now, you don't know what that means.
Up there and around there.
Up there and around there. So he's sitting down.
Yeah.
On the ground.
And she's lashing him out of it.
With his hands. No. Where's the romance?
Well, there's no... Here. There's absolutely no... Would you call that romance?
Oh... I have a mate who's a DJ.
That sounds like a rape scene, for God's sake.
I have a mate who's a DJ and used to DJ in the Blacker. Do you remember the Blacker?
I do remember the Blacker, yeah.
And he said that out the back of the Blacker...
It was like this?
It was like that, yeah. It was like a jungle.
Oh, that noise.
So anyway, the male bonobo is sitting down with his hands behind his back. And the female bonobo?
Bonobo, yeah.
Is straddling him. I think is the word, straddling him. Reverse style.
Has she got him tied down?
As in she's not... So monkeys obviously don't like the look of each other.
I don't blame them with that noise.
So they look away from each other. My wife does the same to me. She won't look at me. Neither can I. So, and she's like, oh, 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 like that.
Okay.
That's more aggressive.
Yeah, that's very aggressive.
That's angry sex. But my point is, can we stop joking about it? They wouldn't show two adults having sex at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
What I'm asking you is, was it obvious what they were doing?
To me, it was. Well, the fact that these two monkeys, they've been bonobo monkeys, they're very horny, and he didn't say horny, by the way.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
No, they're very horny animals.
So all your daughter saw was this monkey bouncing on another monkey. Wow, whoop-de-doo.
But they wouldn't show two adults doing that.
Could you see penises? Were penises seen?
Well, there would be only one penis.
Yeah, but could you see it?
There's no homosexuality in
Could
monkeys.
You see his willy?
No, you couldn't see his
willy.
Well,
then, relax there. For God's
Did you know that?
What?
No such thing as a gay monkey.
Is there not?
No. Find me a gay monkey. Get him on the show. No.
I doubt they've been interviewed.
No, but there's no such thing. They have scientists, because I watch a lot of stuff. I won't be watching that channel again. Scientists have discovered, that monkeys are one of the few creatures that... They don't fancy their same kind. Have you ever seen two monkeys getting it on?
I've never seen one monkey getting it on. They're known too.
Well, there you go. You need to get that channel. Anyway, I'm sure you're not. If that TV station, if you were listening, stop showing porn, because that's what it was. It was
monkey porn.
It was monkey porn. Yeah, he was literally spanking the monkey.
No, she was spanking his monkey.
Oh, she was spanking his monkey. Yeah.
But anyway, is your daughter traumatized over this?
Well, I managed to turn it off in time, and I just said they're playing a game. They're playing a funny game.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be showing it in the first place.
No, that's only your prudery.
I'm not a prude.
Oh, that's your prudery. That's what it is.
Sorry, I've done it in...
Your daughter knows no different.
I've done it in a jungle before.
What jungle? Name the jungle.
It was in that place where we were.
The place where we were?
Yeah.
I was never in a jungle with you.
No, I didn't have sex with you. Where they make Bacardi. Puerto Rico.
There's no jungle in Puerto Rico.
Oh, there was where I was.
You're in a different Puerto Rico.
No, I've done it in the... I've done it in a rainforest before.
Done what?
I had to do. Have you ever done it with iguanas looking at you?
An iguana is looking at you? Yeah, hell, like...
an iguana. You fool.
No.
Oh, this has gone too...
Okay,
this is.
Anyway.
On today's show, says Graz, we're talking about monkeys spanking each other. Honestly, it's horrific. But that is the thing. That's the one bit of information I got out of it is that monkeys cannot get aroused by looking at each other.
So they have to turn away.
So that's why she does a reverse cowgirl.
So she doesn't have to look at them.
No, so she was literally looking at like a lion or something like that.
She was looking at the bloody, the murder going on.
What?
Like, how could you get aroused?
Ah, here. There's a few Northside young ones named Tanya that sound exactly like that. Ride me out the back of the blacker. Have you ever given it to someone up the blacker?
No, I haven't, Jeremy. No, I haven't.
That's good to know.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
You have a question. What's your question?
Did Santa ever let you down, boys and girls? Boys and girls.
Well, when you were a boy or a girl.
So I was flicking through Facebook last night, ladies and gentlemen, and I came across a post on Facebook that triggered me and brought back childhood trauma.
Mm.
CHT. It's called
childhood trauma,
CHT, it's called. Or what's the other word for it? People get it when they come back from the war.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Back in the war. What's it called?
PSD.
I got PSD, HD.
Oh, PSTD.
PSD, H, all the Ds. I had all the Ds. What's the other one? The CHD?
Yeah, go on anyway.
CHT. And it was a photograph of a present that I had asked Santa Claus for, and that's it doesn't matter what year it was. Let's not pinpoint. I don't like pinpointing.
Well, tell me the present, and I'll tell you the year.
No, we don't need to know the years. Who needs years? I just mention the present without you mentioning. Oh, that was 19. Oh, that makes you 62 years old. Jeremy, that was 19. You weren't even born then. Let's not talk about the year, okay? It was a post of the must-have Santa presents from that particular decade. Doesn't matter what decade it is.
Okay,
let's be loose about this conversation.
What presents did Santa not get you?
And, no, I have to say, I didn't grow up in a poor house, but I didn't grow up in a rich house. It was like your house, destitute. Geez, my mother would kill me if she heard me saying that about her. Jeremy, you always had the best of everything. No, we grew up, what sort of house did we grow up in?
An average, two bed, two up, two down.
Two, six up, six down.
Yeah,
we all grew up in there. We're all, see, that's why I'm very popular in this podcast. I'm relatable. I don't go on six holidays a year like you.
Anyway, get on with it, will you?
I don't sail on the QE2.
QE2 is burst in Dubai.
What?
It's not sailing anymore.
You were on the QE2.
No, it wasn't.
Or what was it? The Lusitania.
The Lusitania. 120 years ago.
What was the name of the ship you were on? The Queen Mary 2.
Well, there's not any Marys.
You were on something. Like the Michelle gets us. Santi, well, we don't read our messages that say Santi Michelle. This is not that kind of show.
What's wrong with Santi?
Oh, it's the calling card of the working class person.
Oh, you absolute prick of a man.
Santi always let me down, but happy enough to get something from my poor single mom who was feeding seven kids. Still never got the bike even. Now, Michelle, I'm glad you brought that up, apart from the Santi thing. I won't forgive you for that. So it was a bike. So back in the day, Rally brought out a bike, and you can Google this, and the bike was called the Rally Vectra.
Not the Grifter, no?
No, it wasn't Grifter. Why are you changing my story?
I've never heard of a Rally Vectra.
Vector. Look it up.
A Rally Vector.
Yeah, well, you don't have to repeat it. And you don't need to say what year was popular either. It's ridiculous. Nobody cares, okay? So the Rally Vector, for those of you who don't know,
it was a bike that was introduced in 1985.
Yeah.
Was very, very popular in 85 and 86.
I know, no, I'm talking about the relaunch.
There was no relaunch.
It came back.
In fact, it was scrapped because it was so unpopular.
No, it did. It came back in the 90s. So Christmas of 1992, I was 8 years old.
And Rally Grifters weren't, or Vectors weren't being made anymore.
And this bike came on the market by Rally. And if you look it up, now back in the day, it had mag wheels, these big plastic mag wheels, yeah? And absolute beautiful bike. It was an electronic BMX bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking Santa for it in my Santa letter. And I remember my parents saying at the time that they don't know if Santa will be able to get it for you. Obviously, what they were saying was,
you're not getting it.
No, they were trying to, yeah. And I said, no, Santa won't let me down. Because you know, Adrian, but you don't know. You weren't around when I was growing up. I was a very good kid.
Oh, yeah, you were a fucking Lee Cars kid.
Oh, yeah, very, very, very good kid.
Yeah.
Like, always used to bring apples in for the teachers and stuff like that. Guards never called to my door. Remember, yeah, remember you did a night in the joy?
When you get on with it.
I was a good
kid. You didn't get a Rally Vector.
And I cried the whole of Christmas Day over that.
No.
Yeah, the whole of Christmas Day. I wouldn't even leave the house. Didn't go to Mass, refused to go to Mass.
Did you ever get the Vector?
No, but it popped up anyway yesterday on Facebook. That's what I'm telling you about. And someone is selling one on eBay.
Now you're going to look like a right lemon climbing up on one of them.
Now it's 600 quid. And I was about to buy
it. Is it in good nick?
Yeah, it's in great nick. Yeah, you can see it on eBay. Yeah, it's in pair. So someone bought the bike in 1990 when it was launched.
No, it was launched in 1985.
I think you got the years wrong there.
You were about 10 then.
No,
10 or 11.
I really think you got the years. It was 1990.
It wasn't, but anyway.
It was. It was the same year that Italian 90 happened.
So there's an eBay account selling one of these.
Anyway, just I was about to buy, as I said, no, I'm not like Adrian. I don't have to check my wife before I make purchases.
Yes, you do.
What?
I'm telling you, if that arrives at your front door.
Well, so
he's going to get it delivered to the hotel here.
No. The story is, I was just about to buy it.
Yeah.
And I happened to say, she walked into the room and I said, I'm thinking of buying this bike. Santa never brought it for me. Now I'm quite wealthy and I have a lot of money in my name. And
you haven't a pot to piss in.
Oh, no, I do have properties everywhere. Rental income coming in every
day. You don't?
Oh, I have 6 hap families on my books at the moment. So I've a lot of money is flowing through my veins at the moment. And I said I want to buy the bike that Santa never brought me. And do you know what she said?
Go fuck yourself, you fool.
Similar, but cop the fuck on, would you? You're not 10 anymore. You'd look like a gobshite going around the estate.
I was just about to say, if you hopped on one of them going around your estate, your son wouldn't talk to you ever again.
Yeah.
All the neighbours would be calling you that weirdo on the kid's bike.
Oh, my son is embarrassed by me, sure. The other day we were at an event and 2 adults came up to me that I listened to the podcast, yeah? And this was in front of my son. I thought, this is brilliant. So 2 fellas, like, Jeremy, that your podcast is brilliant. Absolutely love it. And then they walked away and I did autographs and selfies and stuff like that with them.
Autographs?
Ah, yeah, autographs and selfies.
Just autographs in 2025?
Ah, yeah, I do for my fans. You have to give a little...
Autographs?
Yeah, you have to give a little back to your fans. Anyway... They walked away and I was like, oh, I'm the coolest dad ever. And I turned around to Luke and said, see that? Your dad is famous. He said, Dad, that last 5 minutes was cringe as fuck. I couldn't even give out to him for using the fuck word because what does it take to impress kids nowadays?
Like not dad.
They have a famous dad. Do you think Ben
Affleck... There's nothing fucking famous about you.
Do you think Ben Affleck's kids say, Ben, that movie you did was cringe as fuck? No, yeah, they're proud of their dad.
How could you be proud of what you do?
Anyway, the bottom line is...
What's the best achievement you've done today?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, I've swung off your coattails for the last 30
there
years.
There you go.
Literally.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said it to my wife, guys, and she said...
Grow the fuck up.
Grow the fuck up. You are not getting that bike. But isn't it amazing how when Santa lets you down, you don't... Like, that was 25 years ago.
And you still begrudge him for it.
And literally, I begrudge it. Isn't it? It's an amazing bike, though, isn't it?
No, it looks so dated. It looks so old-fashioned.
Did you have anything, Adrian, that Santa didn't bring?
Yeah, no.
You were from, like, kind of the slums.
Yeah, the slums. I got a bike one year.
Adrian grew up in the tenements of Ballybrack.
I got a bike one year from Santa, yeah?
Yeah, Santa.
Only to discover that it was actually a second-hand bike from my uncle.
What?
It was a second-hand bike.
Santa doesn't bring second-hand,
does he?
He
did for me, and it was purple. I hated the colour of it. I hated it.
So your name was Adrian.
Yeah.
You were going around on a purple bike.
A purple bike.
In the slums of Ballybrack.
That was a hand-me-down from my uncle.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, just let that be a note to parents that if Santa doesn't bring what the kids ask for, yeah?
He's going to be resented for the rest of your days.
They're going to be doing a podcast in 30 years' time, giving out about it.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I have to say this in front of our listeners. We're after starting this broadcast, yeah?
Broadcast?
Yeah, our broadcast, our Opinions Matter broadcast.
The BBC. London calling, this is the BBC.
Who says that?
Who used the word broadcast? It's not broadcast, it's a podcast.
Yeah, well, our podcast or whatever. There you are, you never, you are the problem with Irish society. You're doing it again. You're doing it again.
I will tell you why. There's an issue going on here.
Sorry, the point I'm trying to make, ladies and gentlemen, is Jeremy has his phone out of his hand. Never, ever, ever. So I'm going to take that phone and I'm going to put it over here, right? And I want to see the meltdown that you're going to have. Within 5 minutes, he's going to be like this. He'll be like this. He'll be shaking and jittering.
He'll be doing this. Shaking, jittering.
Yeah. You'll be doing the jitterbug. So I'm going to leave that phone there.
No, there's an issue going on at the moment.
And we'll see how long it is before you actually have...
Well, no, I need to... Just suppose one of the kids fell over in school. No,
and they're going to ring you. How are you, damn, after falling over in school?
It shows how long it's been since... So nowadays, Adrian, in the modern age of schooling...
You have a smartwatch, don't you?
No, I got rid of it.
Why?
Pain in the hole.
Wait, do you not have a watch at all?
No, I got fed up with the watch. In the modern era of schooling, Adrian, when your kids have a fall or they hit their head off the ground or anything like that, they ring, the teachers have to ring you immediately. Like back in my day, back in the school...
Okay, well then I'll compromise with you. I'll turn it over that way so I'll actually see if it rings.
Back in the day in my school, literally you could... And in fact, I remember because when I was in secondary school, in primary school, we were big into WWE wrestling. And we'd be doing wrestling moves on each other. We'd be jumping off the walls on top of each other and breaking necks and breaking arms and stuff like that. And there was one day, I did a Hulk Hogan on a fella that was in my class. Flipped him over and he landed on his fingers and he broke three of his fingers.
Ouch.
And went to the principal and said, "Principal?" Well, you didn't call him principal, whatever his name is. Father. No, he was a brother, actually.
He was a brother?
Yeah, all our...
You're a brother as well. So am I. We're all brothers.
What do you mean? I'm not a brother.
Yes, brother.
I'm not a brother.
Yes, you are.
How am I a brother?
Of course you're a brother.
I'm not a brother.
You're your sister's brother.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about they were brothers. The school I went to had brothers.
We all have brothers.
No, they were actual brothers.
What does that even mean?
With the long black dresses. Brother.
Ah, mini priests.
Yeah, brother, like Brother John.
Ah, pretendy priests. Yeah.
Brother. Yeah, you know that kind of day. Yeah. And he went to the principal, who was a brother, and said, "I'm after breaking three of my fingers. You'd be grand. Just don't write with that hand." Didn't even send him to the hospital. The young fella sitting in the class crying. I'll never forget it. He's crying. He actually pissed himself. Now, in fairness, I think everybody's pissed himself in school at one stage.
Have they?
I did in primary school.
No, I didn't.
See, they didn't have... You know, you haven't been in... It would be weird if you were hanging around schools, Enoch. No, but it would, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be very weird.
If you were hanging around schools,
yeah. It'd be extremely weird, yeah.
But in my kids' school, every classroom has an ensuite. It's not very posh, isn't it?
Every classroom has an ensuite?
Yeah, that's the way it is in schools now.
Really?
Yeah, well, my kids' school is a salubrious location.
It's not.
Oh, it is, absolutely. Dublin.
What's salubrious about it?
Oh, it is, one of Dublin's poshest postcodes.
It's just a state school, for fuck's sake. Relax there.
It is a state school, but it's a very posh school.
There's nothing posh about it.
It's a posh school.
They're all the same.
I don't know. Do any of you have kids in schools? I couldn't believe it when I first went into the school.
What were you doing in the school? It's a bit weird, you know?
No, they have open days.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I was walking up down the corridor with a bag over my shoulder going, "I only answer to God. I only..." And my mother. Mother, what can I eat for dinner, mother? Mother, am I allowed to masturbate, mother?
I'd say the answer is no to that question.
Don't tell me Enoch's not allowed to wank.
I'd say he's not.
No.
God frowns upon that sort of thing.
No, he doesn't. Really?
Yeah. By the way, can I just tell you something? This is just as a by the way. For those of you who ever watch our live Facebook show, yeah?
Yeah. The Lickers.
Where we tell you, we obviously do our show every day on Facebook.
Yeah.
One of the things that you may not be aware is, have you ever heard of green screen technology, Jeremy? Green screen technology is amazing.
I get you. We use green screen technology, and the one rule about green screen technology is that you shouldn't wear green. So if you're watching this video as a recording, I'm blind. Yeah. I'm blind. So can I ask you a question about that?
Hang on, I have to tell...
Okay, well, we've moved on.
No, we haven't. Sorry, Jeremy, you're like
Here, by the way, the rules of podcasting is you don't talk about visual stuff on a podcast because it's audio.
Anyway. No. I'm letting people know that we do this show live on our Facebook page every day, and you're welcome to come and have a look at it on facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D most weekday afternoons at around about 1:30.
Mother, can I touch my penis, mother?
Green screen.
You can't touch a penis.
So what I'm trying to say to you is, you know the weather girl doing the weather at night,
Yeah.
She is under strict instructions.
Not to wear green.
Then can I ask you because she'll disappear.
Can I ask you a question then about that whole green thing?
Yeah.
For those of you who watch the Marvel movies.
Marvel, yeah.
Most Marvel movies are made like in a room this size.
A lot of them are, yeah.
But it's all done on green screen.
Yeah.
So when you see, who's your favourite Marvel character?
The Hulk.
He's green. So how does that work? How does the Hulk... By the way, Hulk was meant to be grey originally.
Was he?
Yeah. So when your man designed the Hulk, Stan Lee, is that his name?
I haven't a clue.
He designed the Hulk and he drew him in grey. But halfway through drawing the Hulk in grey, he ran out of marker. And the only other marker, this is a true story, but you can all look this up, by the way. Halfway through, you don't need to Google it. I'm literally telling the truth. So halfway
Can I just tell you?
It's a very boring
story. Well, firstly, it's a boring story, but no, I don't believe the Lord's Prayer out of you.
This is actually the truth.
Okay, hang on. Wait, let me just press this button here for 1 second. Yeah, continue there. Go on, move over.
Okay, yeah, there we go. So, Stan Lee was at home drawing this new character called the Hulk. Yeah? Okay, it's so visual. It's a visual joke.
Well, it's not visual. It's no longer visual because I'm about to take a screen grab, yeah? Mm. And it's going to be in the profiler of our podcast on Saturday. Brilliant.
So anyway, let's get back to Stan Lee.
Yeah, okay, go on, you can continue talking about
it. Stan Lee is sitting at home.
This is a very boring story, but go on anyway.
And he's deciding to come up with a new character called the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and the Hulk is green.
And he's colouring him in grey.
Yeah.
And halfway through colouring in, his marker wastes because he left the top off. My kids do that all to my fucking... If I have to say it to them one more time, they leave the top off the marker.
That's very annoying.
And it ruins it. And he ran out of it going, oh gosh, I've got now great, I've finished this new character I'm doing. Yeah, what other markers have I got here? So he's going through his
marker collection.
He goes, here, what colour is this? And it's Magneta.
Magneta?
This colour here is Magneta.
Magenta, you fool.
You sure that's... I always called it was Magneta.
Magenta.
Yeah. And he said, I'll just make him green. And then he colored him in green. And that's how the Hulk is green. The reason Santa Claus is red is because of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I knew that.
Santa Claus was originally green.
He was, yeah.
Anyway, I digress. Hang on, let me just check. Mother, am I allowed to masturbate?
I would say the answer is no to that.
Would you?
I'd say your mother would have given you that same answer.
Oh.
No, Jeremy. Do your ablutions.
She did. She actually did tell me to stop masturbating. She said it was bad for my eyesight. And I said, Ma, where are you saying? I can't see anywhere. Where are you?
Anyway, sorry, where does this story start from?
Like all of our stories, we don't know where they started from. So my kids' classroom, every classroom has an ensuite toilet.
How posh.
Now, well, the school I went to...
Oh, our Jack's was absolutely freezing.
What?
It was freezing.
Yeah, we...
The manky toilets, when I think about them now.
Yeah. Yeah, and in fact, is it really not Magneta?
Magenta.
What's Magneta then?
I don't know what Magneta is.
Oh.
Magenta. Oh no, Magenta actually is purple.
Does the shade of green call Magneta or something like that? Yeah?
No.
So, anyway, back to it. My kids' school, beautiful school, lovely school, yeah? All has ensuite toilets and the toilets are like... what's the poshest hotel you've ever stayed in?
Don't say what?
The Holiday Inn at the airport. We used to go in for a 1 minute or an hour ride. Remember we used to book
that
in?
That was posh, though.
Remember we used to book in for an air ride?
Yeah, you did. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
My wife's listening now. No, I did not.
She was with you.
Oh.
Your pair of,
that day. Oh, yeah.
Your pair of scoundrels. I'll come back to that in a second to talk about friends of mine. But anyway, the point is, schools have moved on now and they're very, very posh that you can literally go to the
toilets.
So, back in the day... I used to be a toilet attendant in school. That's how I know about this. I was the fella that would grass if they were smoking in the jacks.
Oh, you probably were.
Oh, no, I'm not joking about this.
Oh, you were
prick. There's no need to exaggerate the statement. I was. I'm not.
Oh, you were.
No.
Oh, no, I can see you in that role.
Yeah, but there's no need to agree.
Teacher, I saw him hiding cigarettes in the toilets. We used to hide our cigarettes in the toilets.
Yeah, but this is why both your lungs
are perfectly
both
fine.
Both your lungs are...
Oh, no, they're rejuvenated.
Both your lungs are as black as Denzel Washington.
He's not that black.
In fact, your left lung is called Denzel and your right lung is called Washington.
No, my lungs are revitalized.
So in our secondary school, I was what's called a prefect. And
a lickarse, in other words.
No, prefect.
No.
Prefect.
Google it. Prefect equals absolute lickarse.
So my job in secondary school was, if one of the class needed to go to the toilet, I would have to accompany them. And if they smoked or masturbated, I suppose, during school hours.
What, you were in the fucking cubicle with them?
I know, you'd know. So my job was to go along with them. So the teacher would go, prefect. I was
prefect almighty.
Number one. Yeah, we had to wear a badge. Prefect number one.
You absolute knob.
Absolutely.
That just fits into your character so perfectly.
It's not a character.
Oh, no, I know.
It's real life.
But that is you.
So I would go down to the school toilets.
You disgust me.
Oh, yeah, every day. I used to go down to the school toilets, and I would have to stand outside the cubicle and say Darren or Declan or Jimmy would be in there. Sorry, I didn't go to school with anybody called Jimmy.
Okay, so hang on. So Jimmy, yeah, we call him Jimmy.
I know Liam, because that's a real fella I used to go to school with.
So Liam goes into the Jacks, yeah?
So,
and he's having a sneaky one.
So his nickname is Chimney Liam.
Okay, yeah.
He literally smoked like...
Okay, so Chimney Liam goes into the Jacks and you see a waft of smoke coming out from the cubicle, yeah?
And my job would be to go back to the teacher and go, teacher, prefect number one here, Chimney Liam. But the teacher knew because his nickname was Chimney Liam. It was obvious he was a smoker.
So you'd walk into the class and say, Chimney Liam is at it again.
Yeah.
You absolute prick.
No, it was a great job.
I'm sure you were very popular.
Well, I tell you something about Chimney Liam, yeah?
Yeah.
I actually met him about 2 years ago. He was at one of my gigs.
And did you rat on him again?
He came up to me at my gig. I was DJing in... I think it was Electric Picnic or something like that. I was doing the main stage.
So you weren't allowed in, you were too old.
Anyway, I was DJing at the Martello and Bray, which is like the Electric Picnic.
Exactly the same thing.
And
sorry, John, no disrespect.
And Chimney Liam came up to me.
Yeah.
And we chatted and stuff like that. And he says, you know what, Jeremy? I thought you were a prick back in... This is God honest true story. I thought you were a prick back in school days. But
now I know you are.
No, but now I actually thank you because you saved me from getting cancer.
How did you save him?
Because I ratted him on smoking.
And what does that do? He gave them up, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave them up in school. He realised the error of his ways because I used to tell him you'll end up with black lungs. You know, do you want black lungs? And he gave up smoking. So if anything, ladies and gentlemen, for all the people in the comments who are saying grass, rat and all
that. Yeah, that's exactly what you are.
I have saved...
As Selena said, this explains a lot about this man.
Well, Selena, you could be alive because of me.
No.
Your father could have been Chimney Liam. I stopped the man getting cancer. How does that make me a bad person?
You're just a knob.
What?
You're an absolute knob.
Anyway, that's Chimney Liam, and he is still alive and he's still with us. Now, I have to say, Chimney Liam, and I wouldn't say this to his face, he talks like Lily Savage now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. How is it going there?
Well, Lily Savage is my... All right, Chuck. So I brought a cat and dog home.
Lily Savage isn't speaking at all now, God over.
Is she? But it's a he, first of all.
He's dead.
Sorry, Paul O'Grady he's called now.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, he's not.
Paul died a few years ago.
No, he didn't. He was on the TV last week. He was down in...
He's on the TV constantly, but he's still dead.
So I went to Battersby, cats and dogs home, Chuck, and brought home a couple of dogs for myself. I love me dogs and
Don't
me cats.
Don't be slagging off the dead.
He's not dead.
He died a few years ago.
Anyway, Chimney Liam... Through 40 years.
He's alive thanks to you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because I saved him from cancer. Thank you very much. I'm going to get a t-shirt. I saved people. I saved you from cancer as well.
No, you did not.
I did. I said, go and get...
Would you believe I smoked all these years just to fuck you up? Just to annoy you? You can give them up. But you not give them up. I used to smoke just to spite you.
Did I not say to you, Adrian, one day you said, I don't know what to do this weekend. Remember that day you said to me, I don't know what to do with my weekend.
And what was your answer?
I was, go and get a finger stuck up your bum.
For what?
That's what you should do for the weekend. And you did. And the doctor put the finger up the bum and found the cancer.
Oh.
And had they not have caught that cancer early, I'd be doing this podcast on my own, making twice as much money. The figures would be through the absolute roof instead of being like floored at the moment. We just have no listeners.
This podcast would be nothing without me.
Oh, no, you're right. It'd be double without you. So I saved you. You and Chimney Liam, you can say thank you.
No.
I saved you from cancer.
No.
Selena says, I can assure you I'm not the daughter of Chimney Liam. Well, I'm sure he doesn't still go by the name Chimney Liam.
Well, did you, when you saw him in the Martello, did you high five, how are you, Chimney?
Oh, I didn't. I did call him by his nickname, Chimney Liam, but he just goes by Liam now.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome.
Is Paul O'Grady really dead?
Yeah.
People are saying RIP Lily Savage.
That's years ago.
Oh, how did he die in that?
He died about 2013? Or 2023, sorry.
What happened, Chuck?
He passed away.
But how, Chuck?
I wasn't there.
Oh, jeez. I can't go on with the podcast now. Isn't it terrible when you find out that someone is dead and you didn't know they were dead? I think you're winding me up.
No, I'm not. Paul O'Grady, I'll tell you exactly when he died. Hang on there for 1 second. How do you not know this?
What?
He died on the 28th of March, 2013, nearly 3 years ago.
Pass me completely.
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I'm looking for your help. It's very rare I ask for your help, lads, as in the listeners to the podcast. But I'm looking for your help. I need to find deer.
You need to find deer?
Yes, reindeer.
Reindeer? There are none in Ireland.
So, well, there are. The things in the Phoenix Park.
They're not reindeer. Reindeer are white and live out in the snow.
Are reindeer white? I never knew that.
They're white and they live in the snow.
So anyway, yesterday afternoon, my kids decided that they wanted to see some reindeer.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Phoenix Park. And, Daddy, can we go to the Phoenix Park to see some reindeer? And, of course, when your kids say, can we do something, you have to say yes. Well, they said no for about 10 minutes. And then they start screaming and having meltdowns and throwing things on the ground and breaking glasses and cups in the house.
Jeez, they're so rambunctious. Very rambunctious.
Lively they are. They're lively. So anyway, I said, okay, little shits, get into the car. So put the three of them into the car and drove off to the Phoenix Park yesterday at about 6:29 p.m.
To be precise.
Because it's dark then.
It's dark at 5:25 p.m.
Okay. Anyway, drove to the Phoenix Park and, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do you think I could find a deer to me name? Now, there was a few old deers out walking.
Yeah.
But there was no deers with antlers.
In the Phoenix Park at all.
So does any... Well, I don't know. There's certain places in the Phoenix Park you can find them. So does anybody know where I can find...
They're just off the main road. Just literally off the main road.
No, no. Do you not think I drove up the main road to...
What's that road called? Chichester Road or...
What?
Something like that.
Oh, the one that cuts through the Phoenix Park?
Yeah.
I've never seen a deer on that road.
I have.
The main road that goes to the zoo?
Not on the road.
No. You won't.
On the fields beside the road?
No, you won't see
you
them
will.
There.
You will.
I drove up the feckin' road. I didn't...
Anyway, it was dark. They're probably off having a sleep.
No, deer don't sleep.
So, they're what? They're the only mammal that don't sleep?
I don't think they...
Of course they sleep.
No, I don't think deer sleep. Anyway, you don't need to tell... Fuck, why does everybody have to be... Dave, why did I ever try to fucking be a comedian? Go outside in the storm, it's reindeer. Like, just cut the shit and just tell me where they are. You're not funny. By the way, it's Chesterfield Avenue.
I was close.
What?
I was close.
Chesterfield Avenue. You used to spend an awful lot of time up the Phoenix Park.
I did. I absolutely did, yeah.
While you're trying to tell me what part of the Phoenix Park, so I need you to be... what's that word?
Pacific.
I need you that word to be that word. Tell me which entrance...
You were now looking for advice on which entrance to go in.
I'm familiar with the back entrance in the Phoenix Park.
That wouldn't be where you'd come from, though.
What?
That wouldn't be where you'd...
Oh, yeah, I'd be very familiar with the back entrance.
Really?
At the Phoenix Park.
Down the Castle Knock end?
Oh, yeah, every end. I've explored every end, Adrian. There's no end I haven't explored. Anyway, please tell me on which part, because...
Okay, do you know where the monument is? Do you know the Pope's Yoke?
The Pope's Yoke.
Yeah, you know the Pope's Yoke.
His cross.
Yeah.
Well, just stop.
There's a lot around there.
Let me stop you there and I'll tell you where I went, okay? Because you're all making out that I didn't even get out of the car. So I drove up by the CCJ.
Yeah.
Which is where Nancy Hans is. What's the name of that road?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, and in the front entrance.
And I went in the front entrance, yeah? And drove up that road.
Yeah. Chesterfield Road.
The zoo was on your right.
Yep.
Yeah, and on the left is that the monument thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the cross. The looks like a big dick sticking up, which is apt because...
The obelisk.
Sorry?
The obelisk, yeah, go on.
The obelisk. I drove right up that road, didn't see them. Took a left, didn't see any. Drove around for about 15 minutes.
Not a deer to be seen.
And not a deer to be seen. And the kids are screaming in the back, "You told us! You told us! You told us we'd see deer."
You need to deal with them, by the way.
In what way?
Their behaviour is atrocious.
What, slap them like?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, your kids were little shit. You forget how
I walloped them around the place.
Your daughter was a little wagon when
what?
She was younger.
She's listening.
Oh, that's what I'm telling her. She was, though, wasn't she?
A wagon?
Oh, she was a wagon. A wagon with wheels.
You wouldn't say that to her face.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. But she was a wagon, wasn't she?
No.
Ah, she was.
No, she was a little gem.
No, she wasn't.
No, she's my little gem now.
She used to remind me of, she used to go on like, what was the young Owen's name for the Rugrats with the pigtails?
Angelica?
Yeah, she was like Angelica. She came across angelic, but she was a little bitch.
I am going to tell my daughter you said that.
You don't need to. She listened to the podcast and, hey, Laura.
She wouldn't say it straight to her face.
No, I'll say it to her, but don't say anything to someone's face. Anyway, that's called the well. And thank you, Laura, for the names of all the structures in the Phoenix Park, but that's not fucking helping me to find a reindeer. So anyway, the kids went home, and this is actually not funny. The kids went home actually crying.
Jesus. Because they didn't get their way, so they start crying. You need to deal with those rambunctious little rugrats.
In what way? In what way?
Tough. Shut up.
So.
Anyway, dear sleep. That's my theory on it.
They cried all the way home. Sorry, it was only...
All the way home?
Yeah.
Why didn't we fucking tedious.
Why didn't we see the deer? Well, kids don't like being let down. I know you've let your kids down throughout your whole life. In fact, that's what they call you. Their name for you is Letdown Kennedy.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It actually is. So where in the Phoenix Park, for once in your life, listeners, actually be of use to us?
The Wellington Monument, that's where.
No, that's just given the name of the... There's none at the Wellington Monument.
None. Not a deer to be seen. But then you must have scared them off. Because the last time I was there, I saw them.
So anyway... We left the Phoenix Park and then we drove out to Howth because they like seeing Howth at night, and we saw a seal. So I was able to see a seal, but I wasn't able to see a reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a seal? Literally came up onto the pier.
Start clapping. A seal?
Yeah, do you know what a seal is? Ow, 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 ow!
Yeah, where was he? He was in Howth?
In Howth, yeah. So
was he?
Yeah.
Fair play to him.
Have you never seen, not Seal the singer. As in the seal at Howth.
No, I've seen them down in Wicklow Harbour. I've never seen them in Howth, though.
Yeah, you can see. Oh, yeah, the fella in Wicklow Harbour that goes in for the pint or whatever.
He's in for his chips.
Yeah, that's gas, that
is. Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, can anybody tell me? Now, Adrian, you spent a lot of time up in the Phoenix Park. Where? Oh, sorry. Our friend Paulie. You know Paulie?
Oh, yeah, Paulie. How are you, Paulie? Paulie never comes on this bloody show.
Yeah, you're literally...
He's all great about typing messages all the time.
Those lickers in the comments are about as useful as a Johnny with a hole in the top of it.
What? Not one suggestion?
Not one suggestion.
Well, what's our Paulie saying?
So here's Paulie. Paulie has a brain. And they do be up... Oh, no, I take that back. Because anybody that says they do be... They do be. Paulie, speak proper if you're going to contact this
They
podcast.
Do be up.
They do be up at the back of the hospital, but you have to walk to see them. Where's the... Is there a hospital in the Phoenix Park?
Well, they do be up the back of it.
Is there a hospital in the Phoenix Park? No, there's not. Is there?
I don't know.
No, there couldn't be.
A hospital in the Phoenix Park? I don't know. Anyway, go on, continue.
Sorry, I'm trying to find if there's a hospital in the Phoenix Park. No, hell, I've never even seen an ambulance in the Phoenix Park.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I take it back. There is St. Mary's Hospital. That's bizarre.
And what does the hospital do?
It looks after sick people.
I've never heard of St. Mary's Hospital in the Phoenix Park.
I've never heard of it anyway. Okay, so up at St. Mary's Hospital,
yeah,
is where you will find them. Thank you, Paulie. But anyway, my kids were upset, but they got to see a seal anyway. So, and a seal pushed me.
What?
A seal pushed me.
Where, out in Howth?
A seal pushed me.
What did he do to you?
Do you not know that joke?
No.
So go into Google. If you ask, say to a French person, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Say to a French person, a seal pushed me. Translate it to French about you hear what she says. Have you never heard about this before?
You want me to play this?
Fuck ma poussée hier.
What? So hang on, a seal pushed me translates as...
Un fuck ma poussé hier.
You don't have to put yesterday in. Why are you saying yesterday?
Oh, I didn't actually mean it.
Yeah.
I didn't actually mean to say yesterday. Okay, so we get rid of yesterday.
So when you ask a French person to say, oh, we did this, I remember this when we were in school, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, do it again.
So a seal pushed me translates to French as...
Un fuck ma poussé.
Oh, so when we went on our...
Really?
Yeah.
Un fuck ma poussé.
That's the French for a seal push.
How do you actually know that?
Because I'll tell you all. Did you ever go on a?
Did you ever go? Fuck ma poussée.
Look at Adrian getting a hard hold. Look, the desk is moving. Get down. So when we were,
that's hilarious.
When we were, fuck ma poussée.
Okay, you can stop doing it now. She sounds very sensual, doesn't she?
She does actually. Yeah,
I know she's.
Fuck ma poussée.
Okay, stop. No, I'm busy at the moment, Cherie.
Is that her name?
No,
fuck ma poussée.
So when we...
So a seal pushed me translates as unfug ma pussy.
So when we were, we did a school trip to, in fifth year in school, we went to...
Actually, we're carrying on like little children, to be honest with you.
It's great, it's great. So when I did a school trip to Paris in fifth year in school, in fairness, your school, they didn't do school trips. Well, the school trip was to the Joy, to say, this is where you're going to be after you do your leaving.
No, we went to Buttons.
And the Joy.
Anyway, so you were in France and you discovered...
And our French teacher told us, this is our French teacher, said, go up to random people in Paris and say to them, a seal pushed me, and get them to translate it.
Fuck ma pussy.
So would you stop playing this? You're so charged. So we were going around people around the Eiffel Tower and going, how are you? A seal pushed me. What's that in French? And they would say,
well, all of them said the following.
Fuck ma pussy.
Yep. That's going to give people endless entertainment, isn't it?
It's going to give me endless entertainment.
We also, oh, God, how times have changed. So we did that school tour in fifth year in class. So we're talking about 2005. And...
yeah, go on.
That was pre-porn on the internet. And we all bought porn mags in Paris and brought them home on the boat. We thought we were so...
fuck ma pussy.
But they were... I don't know, guys, if you've ever seen French porn.
No, why? What's the difference?
Well, French porn, the women would... Let's just say, and I don't want to insult any French listeners that we may have, yeah?
Yeah.
French women would be a bit... like the deer in the Phoenix Park. A bit hairy.
Wild.
A bit hairy and wild down below.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's why...
Ah, well then...
No fuck my pussy.
That's what I was about to say.
That's why I didn't have sex till I was in my 30s. That put me off completely.
Okay. Let's see if we can change this now. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Translate. There we go.
Okay, let's hear this.
Okay. Oh.
Ce n'est pas un phoque qui m'a poussé.
Oh, God. She's getting very technical.
That means the seal didn't push me.
Oh, okay.
Ce n'est pas un phoque qui m'a poussé.
Oh, God. Marry me.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. You learned something. Don't ever... Sorry. Mike has just been on to us. This is your fault, by the way. I'm now regretting listening to the podcast via Bluetooth speaker in work. My days of working in childcare are numbered.
Oh, here, turn it up really loud.
Yeah, no. Fuck my pussy.
Oh, stop. Anyway, there you go. A seal pushed me.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.